Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York City. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Abs. I'm doing well. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So, you know, let's talk about the grand jury in the United States. What's the latest?
Yeah, sure. So this is just in hot off the news. A grand jury and, bishops and other leaders of the Roman Catholic Church in Pennsylvania covered up child sexual abuse by more than 300 priests over a period of 70 years, persuading victims not to report the abuse and law enforcement not to investigate it, according to a report issued by a grand jury in Pennsylvania just on Tuesday. The report, which covered six of the state's eight Catholic dioceses and found more than 1,000 identifiable victims, is the broadest examination yet by a government agency in the United States of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Now, the report said there are likely thousands more victims whose records were lost or who were too afraid to come forward. It catalogs some horrific instances of abuse acts, including a priest who raped a young girl in the hospital after she had her tonsils out. Now, the report is unlikely to lead to new criminal charges or civil lawsuits under the current law because the statute of limitations has expired. But in statements released on Tuesday, Pennsylvania's Catholic bishops called for prayers for victims and for the church, promised greater openness, saying that the measures initiated or instituted in recent years were already making the church safer. So this is just another blow to the Catholic Church in the United States over sexual misconduct.
All right. And let's talk about let's talk about war between Turkey's president and the United States.
Well, it's really a war of words right now, and of currency, for that matter. So in an impassioned news conference on Monday, Turkish President Recep Erdogan blamed American sanctions for his country's ballooning economic crisis, accusing the U.S. of shooting, quote, bullets into the foot of your strategic partner, unquote. Now, while new sanctions have played a part, other policies contributed, including an economic plan to contain a damage that didn't raise interest rates, which could have contained inflation, and instead focused on loosening banks' liquidity. That was in Turkey. But Erdogan is blaming solely the U.S., and announced a U.S. Boycott on U.S.-made electronics, including Apple devices. Meanwhile, investors all over the world have been selling off emerging market currencies, fearing that the damage may spread past Turkey.
All right. And let's bring in President Donald Trump in the media. What's the latest there?
Well, this is sort of also an unprecedented situation. More than 100 newspapers across the U.S. will publish on Thursday coordinated editorial responses to President Trump's repeated attacks on the media. The campaign has been organized by the newspaper, the Boston Globe, whose editorial staff approached news outlets across the country, asking them to write an editorial denouncing the president's hostility to the media. Quote, the sturdy war on the free press must end, the appeal, unquote, the appeal said. Publications, whatever their politics, could make a powerful statement by standing together in the common defense of their profession and the vital role it plays in government for and by the people. Now, as of Saturday, more than 100 publications had signed up to the campaign, including large metropolitan dailies such as the Houston Chronicle, the Miami Herald, and the Denver Post. Each newspaper will publish its own editorial in its own words. Moreover, UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein has said that Trump's anti-press rhetoric is very close to, quote, incitement to violence, unquote, that would lead to journalists censoring themselves or being attacked, adding that the Trump administration's lack of concern about human rights marked a distinct break with previous administrations. Now, Hussein, you know, is stepping down this month as the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. In an interview with The Guardian, continued saying that Trump's own rhetoric aimed at minorities and at the press, and that it was redolent of two of the worst eras of the 20th century, which is the run-up to World War One and World War II. So basically, the UN Human Rights Chief has compared Trump's rhetoric to the rhetoric of politicians between two major world wars.
All right, and in some interesting news, there's been talking of people being fired. I mean, there's an FBI agent who's apparently lost his job over Trump remarks.
Yeah, so FBI agent Peter Strokes, a lawyer, claims that Deputy Director of the FBI David Bowditch ordered his client's dismissal on Friday. Now, Strokes was a key member of the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, but was removed from Mueller's team last year after he discovered personal text messages that were sent to a colleague criticizing President Trump. Now, the attorney, Strokes' attorney, says the move contradicts an earlier decision by the FBI to discipline Strokes with a demotion and a 60-day suspension. This decision should be deeply troubling to all Americans. That is what the attorney for the FBI agent Peter Strokes said. Now, speaking of firings, Trump acknowledged his administration's use of non-disclosure agreements in a Monday tweet, saying that former advisor Omarosa Manigault Newman had signed one. Now, as you may have heard, Manigault Newman has now published a tell-all about her stint at the White House, but dozens of Trump aides have also reportedly signed these NDAs. And while officials routinely agree not to release classified information, they are not usually prohibited from disclosing stories about the president, and they may not be enforceable for public employees. Now, Manigault Newman has made good use of stories from the president. She has accused Trump of mental deterioration and racism, and she herself has become the target of the president's Twitter. Tuesday, he called her, quote, that dog, unquote, and a, quote, crazed, crying, lowlife, unquote, among other insults. Her book hits stands in about a week, I think.
All right, agent. Listen, thank you so much once again for that update. I know we didn't get around to the human rights trail, or the civil rights, I meant to say, trail story, but we are eventually going to get to it. But for today, for this morning, thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat again on Friday.
Yeah, Abs, we'll get around to it. And just so you know, also Aretha Franklin, and she's in hospice care now. She's dying of cancer. So that for your listeners today, they might want to, you know, have a little Aretha Franklin time.
Oh, most definitely. Listen, thank you so much for that, Adrian. We'll chat again on Friday. Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York City. Yeah.